Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This reading from the prophet Isaiah has revealed many truths about the promises that God had made to Israel and especially to the great King David. Our Lord's promise with David is articulated in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. So how is it that God's promise is to be kept with David, whose family tree would surely be reduced to nothing more than a stump following Babylonian captivity? And why would God make a promise to David, but then allow the nations to destroy the holy city and the royal line? God would keep his promise to the great king, but David's successors, they would abuse their power, they would pursue their passions, and ultimately they would lead the entire nation of Israel into apostasy and godlessness. Many of them, these kings, would choose to follow idols and take the people into idolatry, and this would remain a troublesome part of Israel's history for some time. And God judged his people. God judged his people, and he cuts them off. He allowed powerful enemies to attack and destroy the holy city, Jerusalem. The people were then carried off into captivity, and 70 years later, very few of them would return back to their homeland. And the days of the kings, well, they were certainly over too. But the promise that God had made to David, the son of Jesse, endured. The proud family tree of David may now just be a stump. But from this stump, Isaiah promises life. From the remnant of Israel, God would reveal his salvation, his peace, and his glory. Yet, Jesse's tree would now look far different, as the kingdom of covenant and promise would yield not a visibly glorious king, but a child, born to a carpenter and his young bride. Far from an image of kingliness was the likeness of Joseph, whose line, while once being royal, didn't save him from laboring day and night with his hands for his daily bread. But in this humble carpenter, God's promise to the King David would be kept, and this shoot would arise from Jesse's mangled stump. And all of this so that the light of the glorious sun might yet shine forth on this fallen world. And it's here that we find the necessity, the importance of Saint Joseph, who's often overlooked for his role in the promises of God. Because just as Mary would receive the promises of God and submit to his will in faith, Joseph did likewise. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Would David receive this glorious revelation from the Lord and do as his royal ancestors? Would Joseph reject Mary and deny her son the line of David? Of course not. Because when Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not, until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. Joseph thereby proves that his faith and fear of the Lord as he submits to God's will. And now we see life is shooting from this stump of David's line, this rotting stump that had been left bare by the sins of his fathers. And in our Advent hymn today, O Lord, how shall I meet you? We sang this stanza. He comes to judge the nations, a terror to his foes, a light of consolation and blessed hope to those who love the Lord's appearing. O glorious sun, now come, Send forth your beam so cheering and guide us safely home. In these very words, we've sung the confession of what the shoot of the stump of Jesse's line actually means. Yes, God's judgment is coming. And yes, it will wipe out the sinful, like that line of Israel's idolatrous kings. But for those who receive this message of Christ's advent, believing that Israel's king has now truly come, even God's coming judgment looks like a blessed consolation, because it is and it forever will be. And unlike David's children, who would reject the promises made to their father and find themselves in the darkness of God's judgment, those who believe that their manger-born Christ will come again are guaranteed to behold a king who will truly come in glory. And you have found true treasure in the humility of God's first coming. You are the ones who will be cheered and not terrified of the king when he returns in his glory to remain with his people in a new heaven and a new earth. Your guilt has been pardoned, and now you should find peace in the forgiveness of sins that's been granted to you, because you have been made children of a very royal line. And this line will forever remain glorious because of this Christ. So therefore, remove yourselves from sin's subjection and find comfort in the advent of your humble king, who promises to return in a glorious splendor to bring you into his eternal kingdom, a home forevermore. Repent and believe that Christ comes for you, because that promise made to David has now been fulfilled in Jesus, who is the Christ, the King of glory. So, in conclusion, don't let the cares of this world distract you from the truth of this King's coming. Continue longing for the Christ and the healing that he brings to his church, where such faith is nourished and sustained. Because those who will find their refuge in the church will never be ashamed when the light of consolations appears before us once more to bring us to that eternal home. Love the Lord's appearing, because his arrival means eternal peace. Thanks be to God. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.